Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Okay, so hello.
Hello there.
Now, how much do you know about tea?
Well, I know that it can be drunk a lot, and it's from China and India. It can be green, it can be white, it can be black, it can be different flavours. Am I impressing you by my knowledge?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What's the recommended amount of cups of tea a day?
Oh, goodness.
Do you think?
Recommended by who exactly?
Doctors.
By doctors. Mm. Oh, I'm going to say 4 mugs of tea.
Exactly. It is that.
But
most people drink a lot more than that in the UK.
In the UK, yeah.
Probably twice or three times as much.
Yeah, and I think Ireland has the world record for
Does it really?
Yeah, for the number of cups of tea, or mugs of tea, probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about caffeine?
What about it?
Well, compared to coffee, how much caffeine do you think? Do you think tea has more or less?
Well, as you're asking me this question, I'm going to guess that it has more caffeine. But normally, I wouldn't have thought so, but as you're looking at me, I'm going to say more.
Hold on, you said I would guess it was less, and then I sort of shook my head a little bit, and then you do backtrack. Well, it's got 50% less than coffee.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, it has less.
Okay.
And also, it has. It depends which tea, because you mentioned 3 teas: the white, the green.
Mm-hmm.
Where do the green and the white and the black tea come from?
Oh goodness me, I don't know. Black, I'm going to say Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Green, I'm going to say China. I'm really guessing at this.
Okay, and white?
A white, Russia? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
You're right,
in a
way.
Oh, yeah.
They all come from the same bush, which is a breed of camellia. So white tea would be at the very top of the bush.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then the green tea is the small tips. And black tea is actually tea which has been cooked, I guess you could say, yeah, dried and cooked. Black tea being the sort of standard tea which is drunk every day in the UK, at least, and Ireland, of course, as well. Particularly, they have milk with it and sugar very often. What about the word tea? Where do you think it comes from?
Oh, goodness me. I'm going to say it sounds like it could be a Chinese word.
Okay, tea is an English word.
Oh, is it?
But the original word was C-H-A. Apostrophe A.
Okay.
It comes from Mandarin.
Oh, well, I
Chinese.
Was more
but
or less...
But tea doesn't come from that. But tea does come from that. And it's cha-a or cha.
Okay.
And in Hindi, it's called chai.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you think of any expressions that we use? Or can you think of, first of all, different ways of talking about tea?
Well, I'm going to say, do you fancy a cup of tea?
Yeah, a cuppa. Yeah, why
a
not?
Cuppa.
Or a cup of tea.
A cup of tea. We can say it's not my cup of tea if you don't like something.
Exactly. So it's a choice or affinity or a preference, yeah?
Yeah. If something's not very good, we say it's as weak as weak tea. Or something. We don't say that.
We don't say that.
You might
do it.
Yeah,
head,
I might say that.
How about, have you ever heard of, why do we say a cuppa?
Oh, that's a good word. That's a good question, because I think if you speak a bit like the Queen of England, you might say a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But as most of us don't, we say, do you fancy a cup of tea?
Exactly.
We really go very quick.
Thing,
yeah, that's
it,
right. We go quite quickly.
Yeah. And we could actually just say a cuppa, and we know it means a cup of tea.
Absolutely.
And it would never mean a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
For example.
Absolutely right.
How about, have you heard of a cup of rosé?
No.
You've
well,
never heard of
I've
that?
Heard of a glass of rosé.
Rosé? I'm talking about rosé.
No, rosé. Hold on, let me guess. This must be Cockney rhyming slang.
It's Cockney rhyming slang. Can you finish the rhyme?
No, I can't.
It's a cup of Rosé Lee.
Oh, a cup of Rosé Lee
tea.
Okay, got
it. It was supposed to be a gypsy fortune teller. Because people, well, in fact, there are people who still read tea leaves in the bottom of a cup to give the future or the fortune of the present. How about a cup of char?
That must come from...
No, but it's... Well, we could say that.
We can.
Which probably comes from chai from India.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the old days when there used to be like a tea lady going round the offices.
The char lady. Exactly. Who also, if you talk about a char lady, not only did she make tea, but she used to clean as well.
That's true. It can mean
a cleaner.
That's true.
But if you take a train in India, then outside you would have, and sometimes inside the train, you have a chaiwala.
Okay.
And it's the person that comes and gives you this very sweet tea, because Indian tea is slightly different to English tea. Mm-hmm. It has milk, mm-hmm. but it's virtually 50-50.
Okay.
Whereas in English tea, or British tea, or Irish tea as well, it's normally just a splash of milk.
Yes.
The French say a cloud of milk.
Oh, do they? Yes. You're right, they do. Yeah, yes, they do.
Nuage de lait.
That's
and
right.
And we never say that in English, but they tend to think that we do. But India, it's half and half, and it's spiced as well. It's got cinnamon, it's got cardamom, black pepper as well. And I love Indian tea. But, you know, how about I'd love a nice cup of tea? This seems really strange to me, because nobody would ever say, I'd like a horrible cup of tea.
Yes, that's true. It's
how
true.
About, as well, a cup of Builders?
I've never heard that, but I know exactly where you're coming from, but I've never heard it.
Okay, Builder's tea is strong
absolutely.
Tea in a mug, which builders would make, because before a builder would start work, or anybody who's digging the road up in the UK, they would set up their tent and they would have their kettle boiling away to make their tea. That's what they do. So a cup of Builders is quite strong tea with milk and obviously sugar. But people will say, I'd love a brew.
That's true.
I'd love a brew, a quick brew. Yeah,
yep,
milk and two.
Mm-hmm. That's
a brew,
true.
Milk and two.
That's true.
Milk and two sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people could also say, I could murder a cuppa.
Oh, absolutely.
I could kill for a cuppa.
Yeah, people often say that.
How about a storm in a teacup?
I know, I've never heard of that one. I've heard of it. If something is like a small problem, it's a storm in a
teacup. Made to look like a big
problem.
Oh, I
see what
problem.
You mean, the expression, yes,
yeah,
get
the
you.
The expression means it's a small problem, which will probably pass, it will go over. It could be an argument with somebody.
Yeah.
It's a storm in a teacup, it will go over. And how about, as well, not for all the tea in China?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I wouldn't drink black tea for all the tea in China.
Yes, that's true. Like, I'd never do that.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that was a little bit about tea, which became, in fact, by the mid-18th century in England, at least, it became the favourite drink of everybody.
Yes, and why was that?
Probably because of the colonies, bringing tea back from India, possibly also tea from China. I mean, a lot of it is a little bit touchy subject today, because it would have been the Opium Wars probably in China, colonization in India, Sri Lanka, etc. In India, in the south of India, and also in the northwest of India, there's lots and lots of tea. But the tea in India is not particularly good. In fact, generally the tea that you get on a day-to-day basis in India is actually the dust from the tea that has been sold for export.
Oh,
all
dear.
Of the best export. But if you can get hold of the tea in the tea gardens, it is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
It really is, whether it's green, white, or black tea.
Yeah, because I was also reading somewhere, probably the same time as the tea was coming back from the colonies, was that a lot of the workers in the factories, they used to drink alcohol.
Yes.
Because the water was so bad.
Exactly.
So
it took over from ale and gin.
Absolutely,
in
because
UK.
it was more, I suppose it was healthier, and the water was boiled.
Exactly.
And it was a way to keep people from being sick and being drunk at work.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Chris.
More tea, Vicar?
Lovely. I'd love some. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.